So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Abba al Chamoisai, where Masechtas Krisus Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Here too we learn about one Maisa and multiple Chatois, multiple Isurim. Mother-in-law is one of the women a person is not allowed to marry. This person was Abba al Chamoisai, who was also his wife's sister. And she was married to his son, and afterwards she married his brother. And afterwards she married his father's brother, and afterwards someone else, and she was Anida, and she was Tame. So Chayiv Aleha, he's going to be Chayiv, seven Chatois, because he was over on the following Isurim. Chamoisa, his mother-in-law. Kalasa, it's also his daughter-in-law. Bachoisishto, it's his wife's sister. Eshesachiv, it's his brother's wife. And it's Eshes Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife. She was also an Eshes Ish, married to someone else, and Nida. Again, if you look in the Batanuri, he explains how this is all possible. Chen Abal, Eim Chamoisai. The person was with his mother-in-law's mother. Chen Al Eim Chamiv, or his father-in-law's mother. It's also Shach, he should be Chayiv. On that particular act on all of the Yisurim that we mentioned in regard to the mother-in-law. Rav Yechon ben Nuri says, Habal Chamoisai, somebody was with his mother-in-law, who is also the mother of his second wife, and who also may be the father's mother of his third wife, Chayiv Aleha, who would be Chayiv, three Chatois. Mishum, following Yisurim, Chamoisai, his mother-in-law, and Ve'em Chamoisai, she's his mother-in-law's mother. And Eim Chamiv, his father-in-law's mother. Amrles, they told him, Shlashtan, these three Yisurim, Shem Echadim. They're all considered one Isser, because they all learned from one Pasuk. There's only one Lav. And therefore, there would only be a Chiyuv of one Chatas.